You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In the 2000s, there were powerful scenes on the Sydney Harbour Bridge when black, yellow and red waves of colour swept across the skyline. Anne Martin from the Australian National University was there on that day, and she told SBS the event was a strong political statement.
Having been a part of, generations upon generations of, activists, in our family, I just knew that I had to be there because this was another part of our history.
During the historic moment, the Roadmap for Reconciliation and another document called Australian Declaration Towards Reconciliation were handed over to the country's leaders. This year's Reconciliation Week theme focuses on how Australia has taken steps towards becoming a more equitable and fair nation, 20 years after the reconciliation walks. Reconciliation Australia's Chief Executive, Karen Mundine, says these past events inspired Australians to strive for a better future.
We had nearly a quarter of a million Australians that on a very cold and frosty and windy, if I remember rightly, morning, walked across the Sydney Harbour Bridge in support of reconciliation. And I just think it was such a game-changing moment. It gave us so much hope on the cusp of a new century of what do we want to aspire to as Australians.
University of Canberra researcher Summer May Finlay agrees, but says Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders are still often forgotten.
And for me, when I think back on it, it was a really galvanising moment. It was a symbolic moment where it showed that this country actually wanted to make a difference and actually wanted to remember and recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people's histories and cultures. And I think for me, it really demonstrates that this country can come together and can actually be supportive of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
Corroboree 2000 also took place that year, which involved Indigenous leaders and non-Indigenous participants in a ceremonial gathering to honour commitments before the centenary of Federation. Labor Senator Pat Dodson from Western Australia has told NITV's Living Black he knows people from all walks of life are willing to stand up for injustices. While Senator Dodson says the public is open to making treaty agreements and reaching reconciliation, political leadership is needed.
So it's an unjust situation that we're in systemically. You really need to have an outside intervention from the United Nations or someone like that to pull this together and help the nation find the common ground that it needs to find around these very, very difficult issues.
Senator Dodson's concerned an Indigenous voice to Parliament will be non-binding, and he's accused some of refusing to help First Nations people.
It's called racism. It's called ignorance. It's called fear. They somehow or other think it's going to shatter the social fabric of our nation. Well, our social fabric is not dear old Mother England. Our social fabric is very diverse. It's very rich.
Indigenous Labor MP Linda Burney says there has been progress, and she disagrees with accusations of racist undertones in Parliament.
I find certainly within the party that I represent an enormous amount of respect an enormous amount of people taking note and understanding what we're saying.
This year's Reconciliation Week is being marked with virtual events and conversations held online. The National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organization says the First Nations peoples continue to remain resilient during times of adversity such as the coronavirus pandemic. The group's chair, Donella Mills, says advocates are still fighting for the same causes 20 years later.
We know that we're pushing and calling for the Uluru Statement from the heart to have our voices enshrined in the Constitution. We're looking for treaty and truth. We're looking for those same things. So, there's been a small changes as we've gone along, but nothing that's been substantive like the calling for an enshrinement of our voice in the Constitution.
She's reminding Australians this week is a chance to embrace uncomfortable discussions. While Dr. Janine Mohammed from the Luwija Institute says reconciliation is a chance to reset Australia's Australia's relationship with its First Nations peoples?
Because of reconciliation, you know, and that bridge walk 20 years ago, the doors that have been opened to have discussions in realms that we as Aboriginal Australia would never have been able to access before. And I mean like places like corporate Australia, where we see the opportunity for our culture and our heritage to be in many different domains.
NAIDOC Week, scheduled for July, which originally stood for National Aborigines and Islanders Day Observance Committee, has been postponed this year because of coronavirus health reasons. National Reconciliation Week began this Wednesday, 27th of May, and will last until June the 3rd. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.